We are up to Simon Reish Dalet, Sivav, continuing with some of the very important halachas of Shehakol, such as we'll be discussing amongst other topics tonight, the halachas, what bracha does a person make when he's drinking water? What happens if he's not thirsty? What bracha does he make if he's not thirsty? Another halacha, what happens if he's not particularly thirsty, but he's drinking because he knows there's a tinus tomorrow, and he's trying to hydrate himself. What if a person drinks just for the sake of swallowing a medicine? And such, these and other halachos will be covered tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, the first Seif, which is Seif Vav, I must be honest, I don't have full clarity in it. It's got to do with making wine. I don't have full clarity. Does anybody know about winemaking? Winemaking? Okay, so maybe you can help us with this, Seif, because I don't have full understanding in it. Temed sho'isim mechatzonim. So temed sho'isim mechatzonim. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows in Zikot Lamedalet. Temed sho'isim mechatzonim. Hainu. Le'achas shenizchat hayayin me'anovim. Once you have finished squeezing the wine from the grapes, noisnim mayim, you add water ala chatzanim, which is basically the sediments, the chatzanim, likloit tam hayayin, to absorb the taste of the wine, shenish abohem, which is there, v'zeo nika temed, and this is temed. So temed is basically when you have the grapes, you have squeezed them a lot, you've got these squashed kind of, squeezed kind of, so that if you add water to it, you can have a type of wine. Is that superior quality or low quality? Low quality. And that is called temet. Now we're discussing now what bracha do you make on this temet. So temet, she'oisim, mechatzanim, she'noisim alei mayim. You've got these leftovers of the grapes and you're adding water to it. Dinam, ve'aloch is k'shmorim like k'shmorim. With regards to the bracha of Hagofen, whether it's going to be Shakur, and explains as follows. V'hane mille, these words are applicable k'shinatsu b'koiro. If you took a pole, a pillar, and you squashed the grapes with a very heavy koiro, a pillar, then that's the way you've made the grapes into, that's how you've squashed them. And now you want to make wine out of this, so that's the halacha. Aval im lo nidrichu lo b'regel. But if you were only, as it was very common, you stepped on the grapes in order to make, to stepped on the grapes, that was very common, it's nice to speak about it, to when you want to make wine or grape juice, you'd step on the grapes, that was a normal way of doing it. That they wouldn't be so significantly squeezed, they wouldn't be so squashed, as with the pillar. If you have a heavy pillar, then everything goes out. If it's just stepping on it, they're not going to be so. They're going to be more liquidy. When they were only squashed by means of foot, there the measurements are different. There, because they are more liquidy, they're not. If you'd only stepped on them, if you didn't have pillars on it, then there are more. The wine is stronger. And you can make the burpa agafen for longer. So it doesn't become a shakol with 25-75%. There, the taste of the wine and of the grapes are going to be more stronger, and therefore you're going to make burpa agafen for longer. Shiyayinu, this is wine. Vamaim, and the water, nivloim bezagim, the water is absorbed in this sediment. Uvemash shiyoyts, yesh boi, maim, yayin, meruba, and there's a lot of wine in it. This is stronger. So the point that we're making is, don't take the 75-25% that we spoke about yesterday, about the shurim and the measurements of wine, and when you can make a burpa gofen, when you can make a shakol, this is not always true. If you've got a wine that is stronger, and you added more water to it, you may be able to make the bracha of burpa gofen for longer. For zagim shenostanem te'enim dechazik b'ayayin, if figs were added to make the wine stronger, afal pisha zagin haroiv, mikol mokum kukach ha'te'enim, p'mashke ve'enevorich burpa gofen. This is the yisod of it is, if you If it's too weak, you don't feel the taste so strong, you're not going to make a burpee agofen. I want to quickly stop over here and ask the question of the grape juice, because I did see that the poskim speak extensively about the grape juice shaila. To add water to grape juice, how much water can you add to grape juice that the bocha should remain burpee agofen? None. If you add any amount of water into grape juice, it will be shakol. Does everybody agree to that? No. With regards to grape juice.
I would have figured you'd probably get these. Because the swans are already mucked on it. They've got, according to, was it? They had, I think the Ramah. The Ramah was big on to not diluting it very much. But the Ashton doesn't get away with more than the swans can get away with. But they could still add something.
Interestingly, with regards to grape juice, many poskim, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv says that it's only a very small amount of water you can add, only a small amount of water you can add to grape juice before it loses its bracha. Apparently, Rabbi Yashiv said that you shouldn't not add any water. Some say only a little bit of water. Maybe a little bit is fine. If you're talking about literally like a kiddush, something like that, that might be okay. That will be okay. But more than that, if you're adding a significant amount of water to the grape juice, it's losing its tam, and therefore you won't be able to make a goffin anymore. It's going to drop down to a shahakol. Person should keep that in mind. With wine as well, when it comes to Pesach now, you're much better off adding, if the wine is too strong for the dalat kosis, you're much better off adding grape juice. If it's too strong for you, ideally, you get a weak wine, ideally. And if you don't want to, if that's still too strong, then don't add water to it. You're much better off adding grape juice to it than adding wine to it. Than adding water to it, because very quickly, if it loses its tam yayin, it's going to be losing its bracha of a pagofa, and you should make a shakol in it.
What about when you say kiddush? Then there'll be a problem when you say like kiddush on the Shabbos night or Shabbos morning with wine, and you put water in it, then you'll say shakol.
Yeah, well, there would be a problem because it's not considered wine. It would be a problem.
Shabbos morning, you can make Shabbos.
Yeah, on Shabbos morning, it would be fine.
So
yeah.
Would that diluted wine be considered a chamah medina, or would it?
Good question. I don't know if that's considered chamah medina. I don't know if that's called chamah medina. I don't know. Good question.
People make kiddush on Shabbos morning on whiskey. Don't you?
Yeah, that would be fine.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
Problem.
Yeah. The Pashtos, it would be Pashtos on Shabbos morning. I'm not sure. Shabbos morning, it's a question as well as Chama Medina. Is it a choshev, respectful drink? I don't know if it is. If it's diluted so strongly, then it's not considered wine anymore. What is it considered? Is it Chama Medina? Would you give that to a guest if it comes, or is it too weak and it's like it's not nice anymore?
But you can do it on whiskey, you say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Adon, grape juice is not strong. It's not too strong.
It is not particularly strong, but you can still, in its normal state, you can make a goffin. No, on the normal grape juice, you can normally make a proper goffin. We're ready for Sif Zayin. Interesting halacha, moving completely off the next new topic altogether. And that is the following: a new shail, a new topic with regards to the bracha of Shahakol. Hashoy say mayim litzmo'oy. Somebody who drinks water litzmo'oy for his thirst. That's right. Mevorech, he makes a bracha of Shahakol. Velachorov, and after finished drinking, he makes a bracha of Boirene for Shoyz Rabois. Right. Let's carry on. First halacha is that Hashoy say mayim litzmo'oy. If you drink for your thirst, you make Shahakol. Havolim. But if he had a bone in his throat that was causing trouble down his throat, and he drank water to remove her umtzeh the bone, einay mevarech, he does not make a bracha, lo lefanav, not before, v'lo le'achav, not after. Shulchan Aruch tells us the following halacha. Whilst, when and you eat anything else, if you eat it or you drink it, you make a bracha of shehakol. Whether you're hungry, you're thirsty, we're not interested, you make the bracha. However, when it comes to mayim, when it comes to water, there's a different halacha. Here, it makes a difference if you're thirsty or not. If you're thirsty, when you're drinking water to take your thirst away, you're going to make shakel nibit bracha. If you're not drinking for your thirst, you don't make a bracha. What's an example of drinking something without being thirsty? If you've got a bone in your throat and you drink it just to get rid of it, that will be a drinking example without thirst. You don't make a bracha, not before, not after. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shiv Kotten Mem, Litzmoi. Nira, the love, that's a very important Mishnah Berurah. Nira, the love, Davke Litzmoi Mamash. It's not necessarily Litzmoi Mamash for his thirst. Very precisely for thirst. Elo, only bistoma. Generally speaking, kol shachech nene me'amayim, whenever you get any benefit and enjoyment from the liquid, from the water, from the moisture, mistama utzama is considered thirsty, ktsas, a little bit, but tzorech levoch, you need a brocha. Dimeinu utzama klal, if you wouldn't be thirsty at all, yoyo achech nene me'amenu, the throat would not have any benefit from it. Okay.
Being nena,
haven't you? Just being nena is a wide definition. It kind of covers everything. That's the issue with this. But surely your nena... I heard
not pill.
Yeah,
bones and pills. Being
nena is a very wide... Does nena mean enjoyment or does it mean getting benefit? It's a good question. The Mishnah Berurah, I think the answer to your question is that the way the Achronim understand the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, call... It says, does everybody hear the question? It's a very interesting question. We have got a case that the Shulchan Aruch leaves us a little bit in the dark. Because it tells us, on the one hand, if you're thirsty, you make a bracha. If you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha. What's an example of not thirsty? I would have thought, an example of not thirsty is, she's not thirsty. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us that he's not thirsty. Shulchan Aruch is telling us that there was a bone stuck in his throat, and that's why he's drinking it. Mishnah Berurah adds a crucial point over here. And he says that if you are a little bit, it doesn't have to be thirsty mamash. If you're a little bit dry, and you're not mamash thirsty, you should just be dry. That's also considered hana, that's also a benefit, that's also an enjoyment, and you're still going to make shakol on that. Kol shan mistamu ktsas some v'tzorech levrocha. If you're not particularly thirsty, if you're like, okay, why don't I have a drink? Somebody offers you a drink and you say, okay, might as well. You're going to make a brach on it. You're going to say, but I'm not so thirsty. True. But if you're not so thirsty, you have that, you get that something going down your throat sensation, which is a very positive, you're going to make a brach on that. So the answer is going to be, I believe, in that particular case over here, the case of the bone, which the book says, no, that's a different, slightly different element over here. Now, I want to just add one point that Biolocha says before we go into some of the shaylos. Biolocha says, we have sometimes spoken about drinking a shakel, just eating a shakel just to be yotze. When you have a shayla, you're not sure if that's mizonos or shakel or something like that. You're not sure if it's eitz, adama, or shakel, or any of those cases. Then it wouldn't help to have water. Why would you not help to have water? To have a shakel just in case? Because if you're not thirsty, if you're just drinking it, if you're not thirsty, and you're just drinking it in order to have a shakol, water is not good. So if you, let's say you have a sugarless sweet, and we said we're not sure if you can have a sugarless chewing gum? Yeah, just as a random example. Sugarless chewing gum, do you make a shakol or not? So don't now say, okay, I'm not sure if I, let me have a cup of water, make shakol on that, and I'm going to have the sugarless chewing gum in mind. That won't work. Why would it not work? Because you're not thirsty. You're not thirsty, then you can't make, that's what the Bialacha says, you can't make a bracha in such a case, shakol on the water, because you may not be thirsty sufficiently to make a bracha. Yeah, okay, so maybe, I just gave an example, which is, maybe.
Well, in terms of, if you're thirsty, then if you're thirsty, you say bracha, I suppose. Yeah? If you're thirsty, if you're thirsty, if you... if you have in mind to have a chewing gum with the water, it's a book on the water, have in mind to have a chewing gum, but if it is discussing about if you're not thirsty. But
yeah, if you're thirsty, that's right, absolutely. Yeah, if you're thirsty. Now, what would be the halacha, Rabbi Isai, before tainus? Before tainus. Okay, you're drinking because you are not thirsty now, you've had already a few cups of water, but now you've benched ready, and you know, but tomorrow it's going to be a warm day, and you know, yet to hydrate yourself. So you want to go through another few cups? Do you want to have another few cups just to hydrate yourself for tomorrow's tainus? Similarly, a similar shaila, you are just, you know, you're going to be traveling, you're going to be driving now for the next hour, and you know you're not going to have a drink available. I'm just giving a case. You want to have a cup of water now just before you go. You're not going to be able to drink for the next hour. Whatever the case may be. You're not drinking because you are thirsty. You're drinking avoiding being thirsty. Do you make a shahakon on this or not? Rabbi said this is very relevant before tainus.
Yes.
You're drinking a couple of cups just because you try to hydrate yourself.
It's a bochma because it's a benefit. You're getting benefit.
Yeah. You're getting benefit. Okay. What's your tainus? Bochma or bochma? No bocha. Yes, bocha. Based on what?
It's hana, isn't it? Because you're hydrating your body, you're enjoying it. Presumably you're enjoying it, or there's no enjoyment from it at all. It's purely for the future.
Yeah. So you're saying that since you're getting a benefit from it, you make a shahar koil.
You're getting a benefit specifically from the water, as opposed to it being agar for pills or for...
Why is this different than the bone stuck in the throat? The bone stuck in the throat, you're surely getting a huge amount of anah from the water. If not for that water, who knows what would happen?
But that's a specific different purpose. The main focus of your mind is getting rid of the bone. It's not enjoying the water.
Yeah.
Whereas drinking for the fast is you're enjoying the water, but you're just stocking up.
Okay, stocking up. Stocking up, you make a bracha, stocking up. You make a bracha?
Yeah, not
enjoying.
No, because you're just drinking it to hydrate. It's not because you really feel thirsty. You could argue it's a medical thing, though. You're stocking up water.
So that's...
So maybe it's a medical thing.
Stocking up? Shakel, no shakel. The poiskim, there is a discussion amongst the poiskim. Roiv poiskim hold, you do not make a bracha if you're not thirsty. And the proof is, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hashoisei mai litzmoi. You need to be thirsty. If you're doing an academic exercise, I know I will be thirsty in an hour if I won't drink this. It's very nice. But it could be that medically as well. Physically speaking, you're hydrating your body. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you make a bracha on hydration. Shulchan Aruch said it's very medical. Shulchan Aruch says you make a bracha on tzemoin, on thirst, on the feeling, on the sensation of thirst. That's when you're making a bracha. Hence, not on hydration, but on the sensation of thirst. Therefore, the Rav Poiskim hold, if you're just purely drinking to hydrate yourself, you don't make a bracha. And I must point out, we need to go back to the words of the Mishneh Berurah, though. Mishneh Berurah says that very often, when you're like parva, when you're not really thirsty, but you don't mind drinking, then, what would be the halacha? You will make a bracha. And that is very common. That you're like, you know, the first cup you have because you're thirsty. Second cup, in theory, you drink because you're not particularly thirsty anymore, but that would fit in that Mishneh Berurah. That you are not really thirsty, but you're still benefiting from that liquid going down the throat. But after that, when you're really only drinking because of the knowledge that you're fasting tomorrow, that's when this discussion fits in. So not immediately after being very thirsty. When you're a little bit thirsty, you're still drinking with that appetite, then you're going to make shakol still. It's only when you're mamash, only drinking, you can't really drink anymore, just drink because you know that you have that knowledge that there's a fast the next day. Yeah.
What about in a social context? You had to have to be drinking, has to be social if you like water, but you're not really thirsty, so presumably you wouldn't make a bottle.
You probably, yeah, if it's, yeah.
If you're just drinking it to be sociable.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. I mean, you're talking specifically about water. That's really good. Yeah. Yeah.
You might just be drinking it because just being socially acceptable. Really thirsty.
An interesting shaila asked also in other poskim, an interesting shaila as well in the poskim is the following shaila. What happens if a person is not thirsty, but is really hot? Have you experienced that? Okay, you're really hot, but you're not thirsty. And now you're drinking ice cold. It can't be Coke, okay. But iced cold, mamash like really ice cold water. To make a bach on that. You're not thirsty, but you are having it to cool yourself down. You would. So therefore, you mix alcohol.
You know, you've got fizzy water also.
I was told
that
hot water, you don't make a brach, is that right?
Well, depends a bit on... Well, that's a different discussion. Hold on. So what do you have to ask about your tainer? Brach or no brach?
No
brach. So there is a bit of a discussion. Some achronim are more noted, you do make a bracha. But I believe that the consensus, the roif poiskim, that you don't make a bracha, very much based on what we said earlier. I think it makes a lot of sense the way we explained it earlier. It's not tsmoy. You're not thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha. The bracha was, the kind of the bracha was specifically on thirst. On that feeling of thirst. If you don't have that feeling of thirst, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Pardon,
Adhania? Does it apply to all brachas for eating?
No, this is only specifically to mayim. Chachomim, yeah, only mayim. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on in Sifkot Mem Beis. Let's see exactly what Rav Engel speaks about. For Shosim mayim. Tafka mayim. This is specifically talking about water. She'ein hacheich nene mehem. With regards to water, the cheich, the throat, does not enjoy it. Ki'im only. She'shoyse, when you're drinking, it's moy for your thirst. Avol, but kshe shoyse shaar mashkim. That's a bit of a pardon. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The shaar mashkim, when you're drinking any other liquids, oy chal chatichas pas, you're having a bit of bread. Shachech nenemem, by fruit, whatever food you eat, you're enjoying to some extent. Hav shein shoyse v'oy chal achshav kim laavira umtzo. If you're drinking or swallowing, or you're drinking or eating anything just to promote the swallowing of that bone that is stuck in your throat, chayav levoich alav betchila. So if you need to make a bracha, beginning and end, k'del kamei sifches as discussed later in sifches. So the halacha is with regards to any other drink and with regards to any other food, if you're drinking it, even without being thirsty, if it's just to swallow it, just to swallow the bone, for any other purpose, whatever it may be, if you're drinking or eating, you're always going to make a bracha, even if you're not hungry, you're not thirsty, you're just doing it to swallow the bone, that, the halacha is, you're going to make a shahar kod, you're going to make a bracha. The only exception, the only item which needs thirst is water. Interesting shaila, what about mineral water? Mineral water. Fizzy water. What's the halacha then? Yeah.
It's still water.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's
your
drinking for recreation.
Yeah, and indeed, the poskim hold that it's classified as sha'a mashkim. Unless it's mamash water, still water, that is considered the water we're talking about. Anything else is classified as sha'a mashkim. Absolutely, you'd make a brach on it even if you're not thirsty. Absolutely. We'll always be classified as sha'a mashkim. You're going to make a brach on it even if you're not thirsty. You only when it's pure water from the tap, that's when you're going to make
a mineral water, which is from the mountain.
Charcoal, either way. Yeah.
But it's natural water.
Yeah, but if.
Why, what's the difference?
Once again, if it's mineral water with fizzy.
Not not physically, I'm just still mineral water.
Oh, yes, still water will be classified as that. Still water. Still water, you're going to make,
still mineral water. Correct. Still not make a bracha.
No, if it's still water, still water, whether it's from the tap or it's bottled, it doesn't make a difference. You're only going to make a bracha if it's charcoal. I was talking about if it's fizzy or any other additional ingredients was added, then the bracha is going to be charcoal even if you're not thirsty.
So if you're not thirsty with mineral water, you wouldn't make a bracha then? No, if it's mineral water.
Mineral water.
Still mineral water.
Still water.
If you're not thirsty.
Yes.
You make a
correct.
And hot water. Yeah. So
no, the hot water, the only fact about hot water, the only difference there is if you don't drink a shear, sufficient shear in a certain amount of time, you're going to run into trouble with the guts. Yeah. Four brach, I don't see why it should be different, the fact that it's hot. I don't know why the heat should make any difference to the brach Rishonah. Okay, there is more to be said about this. Most importantly, the last few words of the Mishnah, which I purposely left out, which is about Refuah. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. So we learned tonight the halachas of Ashoyis, of the making wine, and the Yesod is, generally speaking, you need to have a taste of the wine. Although if it's too watery, don't make a goffin, you do make a shahakol. We spoke then about the shoyse mamlit smoy, you make shahakol if you're thirsty, and you make burin foshes afterwards. If a bone is stuck in the throat, you don't make a bracha. But if it's any other liquids, then you wouldn't make a bracha either way. If you're not mamash thirsty, but you're a little bit and getting enjoyment from the liquid going down your throat, then you do make a shahakol. And we spoke about any other liquids as well, that any other liquids you'll make a shakol even if you're not thirsty. Right. Okay, more to follow on this important topic next year, Be'ez Hashem.